This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris greeted three newly freed Americans as they arrived back on U.S. soil after a landmark prisoner exchange with Russia. Harris spoke about the importance of diplomacy and getting them home.
It's a very good night, and it's testament to the work that we prioritize under Joe Biden's leadership in our administration, which is the importance of building alliances, building the strength that we have through diplomacy to have outcomes like this. And there's so much at stake right now in our country and in this upcoming election, including who has which approach to understanding America's strength. This is an example of the strength of American leadership in bringing nations together.
Journalists Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kermasheva, a journalist with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before midnight Thursday for a joyful reunion, that is, with their families. The three Americans were part of the biggest U.S.-Russian prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Officials say the multinational deal has set 24 people free. And the U.S. government on Thursday announcing it's recognizing opposition leader as the winner of the Venezuelan presidential election. We get more from the AP's Norman Hall.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, on Thursday, as thousands rallied across several cities over an escalating cost of living and governance issues. We get more from Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
Reuters video showed people marching across Africa's most populous nation to show discontent with economic reforms that have led to rampant inflation and inflicted increasing hardship on ordinary Nigerians. In Lagos, armed police watched as protesters marched towards the government house before heading to two locations that were authorized for the protest. Some shopping malls in the city were shut and guarded by a heavy police presence.
We are tired of being hungry. We cannot even feed our children.
Consumer inflation in Nigeria rose to a new 28-year high of 34.19% in annual terms in June.
South Korea's Red Cross said on Thursday it is willing to provide humanitarian aid to the flood-hit north. We get more on the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Secretary General of South Korea's Red Cross, Park Jong-sul, says his organization is willing to provide necessary supplies and is also ready to discuss items, scales and methods with North Korea's Red Cross, adding, "We expect a swift response from the north." North Korean state media said on Wednesday the recent heavy rains had left over 4,000 houses, over 7,000 acres of agricultural fields, and numerous other public buildings, structures, roads, and railways flooded in the northwest. The north has not yet reported details about casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The war in Sudan and restrictions on aid deliveries have caused famine in at least one site in North Darfur and have likely led to famine conditions in other parts of the conflict region, a committee of food security experts said in a report on Thursday. The finding linked to an internationally recognized standard known as the Integrated Food Security Phase classification is just the third time a famine classification has been made since the system was set up, 20 years ago. Kamala Harris will be confirmed as the Democratic U.S. presidential nominee in the electronic vote that started on Thursday, replacing the fanfare of in-person balloting that usually kicks off the party's national convention. Less than 2 weeks after Joe Biden ended his re-election bid, his 59-year-old vice president is in full control of the party, having emerged as the only Democrat in the running to challenge Republican Donald Trump in November. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.